not fast. In response, Jesus offered a few analogies. One about guests of a bridegroom not mourning while they are with him. Another about no one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment because the patch will tear away from the garment, leaving a worse tear. And another one about no one puts new wine into old wineskins because the skins will burst and cause all the new wine to spill. Rather than a new patch and new wineskin analogy, I like to say that new things demand a new rhythm, a new movement. And this is especially makes sense if you can envision a liturgy of the Mass as a type of divine symphony, as I describe in my book under that same title. For as the classical symphony orchestras typically consisted of four movements, so too does the Mass consist of four movements: the opening of penitential rites, the liturgy of the Word, the liturgy of the Holy Eucharist, and the closing or concluding rites. And each of those movements demand that we commit ourselves to the new rhythm, or new tempo that they present. One of the hardest things in finding that new rhythm after divorce is walking away from your old baggage. I'm telling you, it's hard. It is hard to get a new rhythm with a dead beat or when you're playing those same old songs. I get it though. Habitually or instinctually, we always want to grab a hold of that old baggage off the conveyor belt and walk into our new life with it. Because it's our baggage. We earned it. That's my stuff in there. I get it. It's hard to walk away from baggage, even homeless ladies, even